The second deadly sin, presumption of rapid behavioral change. Attempt to implement strategic or organizational change, and you'll get one of two kinds of resistance from your employee culture. You may get overt resistance, which means it's too late to prevent it. Or you may get covert resistance, which means you don't realize it's too late to prevent it. Any performance strategy that requires rapid cultural change to succeed won't. Your employee culture won't suddenly become one happy team by Q2 to make Q3 numbers. These kinds of serious behavioral transformations take a while, and not because a culture is naturally slow to react. Its cheetah-like speed is reserved for lunging after the new and different, pinning it to the ground, and leaving it lifeless. Why does an employee culture notoriously resist change? Now that you know why the culture exists, you can finally answer this question. What is an employee culture concerned about? Protecting the known rules of survival and emotional prosperity. What does any strategic or organizational change do? Messes with the known rules of survival and emotional prosperity. This is true for tough, necessary change, but it's also true for change that would seem of obvious, direct benefit to the culture. "You don't like change" is a patronizing and inaccurate charge when leveled against an employee culture. An employee culture doesn't hate change. It hates the loss that change represents, the loss of the known. Your culture used to know its job. Now you're changing that job, and it has to relearn, then re-earn its competence. Your culture used to have relationships it understood and could depend on. Now it's being reorged, and it doesn't have those relationships. Your culture used to understand its compensation. Now there's some fabulous new bonus program, but the culture doesn't know what it means when it earns it, and more importantly, when it doesn't. How top-down becomes topple-down. I've been in countless senior meetings with executives who are frustrated by the hesitant employee acceptance of change. Many believe that their own positions are earned in part by the ability to fearlessly embrace the new and the different. "We don't have a problem with change," they say. "Must be why we're senior management." But let's face it, change is a whole lot easier to deal with.